Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king on the microphone. So it's Dr. J and Moses Malone. I like slam dunks and taking it to the hoop. My favorite play is the alley-oop. I like the pick and roll. I like the give and go. Cause it's basketball, but Mr. Curtis go.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are live out at Tap Sports Bar, MGM National Harbor. If you are so inclined, if you and I are of similar minds, whatever your job is, say you work in insurance, let's say you're an accountant, let's say you're an Amazon delivery driver, whatever it is, what's a regular job, B? You're an architect, you're a lawyer. You're a nurse. I guess nurses can't really do this, but everybody else I named, just blow off the rest of your day. Just act like your stomach hurts.
No, don't do that. Make sure you're in good standing before you try to do that.
I said that nurses can't do that, but everybody else can.
Well, I'm just saying any job you have, make sure you're in good standing, because if you're already on a performance plan and you don't show up to work, you may not have a job to go back to tomorrow. And then you know what they're going to do, JP? Come knock on the B. Mitch and Finley show, and I'm going to say B. Mitch didn't say that. JP said that.
So here's what I'm telling everybody. Blow off the rest of your day at work.
Or put your earbuds in and listen to the game.
Get an Uber to MGM National Harbor. Go to the ATM. Get a reasonable amount of money out for whatever your station in life is. I would say like $300, but if you're a big spender like Brian, get $3,000 out.
I got three daughters. You forgot.
That's true. I got two.
Yeah, that shut down mine.
Maybe $40, whatever you're into. Come to MGM National Harbor. Get a cocktail. Get a beer. Play some slots, watch some hoops. You're going to have a tremendous day. I got a gumball on the television. Now things are moving. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We got gumballs on TV. We still have Dr. Phil over here. But everywhere else, we got Jimmy Garoppolo.
Dr. Phil is frozen over here.
Somebody remove Dr. Phil. Terps tip off in about 10 minutes now. I am fired up for this Terps game. Just to have Maryland back in the tournament, I'm really fired up. But, B, I wanted to run through some things for you.
Let's go.
With you. Timing is everything in life, right?
Totally.
How quickly, once Jacoby Brissett saw Baker Mayfield get the Tampa job, do you think he called Ron back and said, all right, coach, I'm ready? I kind of feel like Tampa was the last job he was holding out that he – really had a chance to be the starter.
I don't know if it made a difference for him. I'll be honest with you, because I think when you start hearing teams saying who they're going to go after, at that point you know what's going on. When the teams start discussing a quarterback, as they did Baker Mayfield, I think right there he knew that that wasn't going to be the deal. But Tampa better be careful. Ty Bowles better be careful getting Baker Mayfield. That's a big difference than having a Tom Brady.
Baker's kind of a pain in the ass. At least it seems
he's
from afar.
He's a pain in the ass, but he doesn't have the skills that Aaron Rodgers have.
No.
Aaron can afford to be a pain in the ass.
Right.
Baker can't.
Like, the level with which you can be a pain in the ass directly corresponds to your talent.
Yeah.
And that's in all walks of life.
Everywhere.
That's not specific to the NFL. Yo, like, we're talking about accountants that should blow off the afternoon. The really good accountants, they can blow off the afternoon, and their boss is going to be like, all right. But if you're a bad accountant,
you better not blow off anything.
Yeah, you got to stay at work.
Give me some more work.
You're right.
Give me some more work.
So I wanted to ask you something, B, because we've been kind of kicking this idea around that the Commanders finished last in the NFC East last season,
mm-hmm.
and have they gotten better, right? Like, have they improved as it relates to the division?
Yeah.
So I think we all believed the Commanders had to address offensive line. I think Andrew Wiley, Nick Gates, they we'll see if those guys.
He looks like a little kid.
Wiley?
When you just on
the it was remarkable.
I looked at because when you said
he
Andrew,
looked young,
I was like,
dude.
I said, that can't be Wiley. Because I thought he was like a guy who's been in the league a little bit.
He's 4 years in?
He looks young.
He looks very
Nah.
young. He's got a baby face. Yeah. Big guy, baby face for sure.
Yeah.
Kind of like Deron Payne.
A grown baby.
Neither of them look like they have to shave.
There you go. There you go. They don't have hair on their face.
Right. So, but after the offensive line, I think you'd point to secondary, right, for the Commanders?
Secondary.
They released Bobby McCain. Now, they claimed Cam Dantzler off the Vikings off the Vikings roster. Okay.
I think releasing Bobby McCain has nothing to do with the fact that they understand they have some young talent that is much cheaper.
That's
and,
at safety.
And those guys started to play. So, that took care of that.
That's at
I
safety.
Still think
I'm
they got to go
corner.
Deal something on corner.
The Giants at corner haven't I got to look. The Eagles – Bradberry was a free agent.
They brought him back.
They kept him. They released Darius Slay, and then he then re-signed back with them.
They never officially released him. They said they were going to, and then they worked out a deal. Which is smart.
I think they technically had to release him to work out a new deal. Like, the technicalities, you got to close one contract out to start a new one. So he was released. He maybe never left the building, but contractually, you have to release him to get a new deal. Because it wasn't a restructure.
Well, it's like I'm saying.
But we're splitting hairs.
Yeah, normally when you see somebody rework their deal, they don't always get released.
He got released and then brought back. The Cowboys traded for Stephon Gilmore.
Mm-hmm.
So now Philly is Bradberry and Slay again. Now they have a lingering question with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. The Cowboys is now Trayvon Diggs and Stephon Gilmore.
And Stephon Gilmore. What they're doing, I think what teams are doing, listen, they are building up their roster to combat what Washington has offensively as a receiver. Okay? And I think that they have seen how Terry can do things. They saw a taste of what Jahan is capable of. And, Curtis played much better last year than he did the previous year. Those three guys together will be a problem for some people. You can't just have one. You got to have more than one.
I agree. I just – when we talk about who's improving in the NFC East, now, the Eagles were the best team already.
I believe when we see things happening, if Washington improves at all, they're going to be the team improving the most. They were the worst in the division last year. When we see people leaving Philly – but they did keep some vital parts.
Fletcher Cox stayed.
We're going to automatically say, oh, they're going to step back. But teams that are historically good, in a sense, when they get rid of people, they normally have somebody ready to step up. Or when people leave there, they normally have somebody to step in. They could still be a good team. But I believe the division, because we talked about the division being NFC least and all that, they showed
over.
Being like a beast last year. I think they've gotten better as a whole division.
I agree. I think the Commanders have gotten better. I think the introduction of Eric Bieniemy to Washington stands out the most to me. Still even ahead of the Payne contract, frankly.
Yeah.
And we'll see long-term what that means. I did want to talk to you. So the Giants trade for Darren Waller.
Yep.
Waller's been a really good player. And the last couple of years, probably not really good, but injuries have been a big factor. Waller was a Pro Bowler in 2020 where he had 107 catches and 1,200 yards. The last 2 years, he's missed time. He missed six games last year. I'm sorry, he missed eight games last year. He missed six games in 21. Mm-hmm. So that's 14 games missed in the last 2 years. And arguably more concerning, the production has really dipped. He only had 400 yards receiving last year.
Mm-hmm.
Josh McDaniels, however, has this reputation for kind of running people out of town when he shows up.
He does.
He did it in Denver.
I think if Waller stays healthy, man, that's a hell of a weapon they have right there.
Okay, but have you heard the story about Waller's marriage?
No. Oh, yeah. He's married to the chick that plays for the Las Vegas basketball team.
The Aces, correct. Yeah. Now, apparently, Darren Waller wanted to keep his wedding kind of out of the limelight. He didn't want it talked about publicly. And Josh McDaniels, at the scouting combine in Indianapolis, proceeded to talk about his wedding at the podium.
So, in other words, he basically was telling him, I don't care about you, you're done.
I don't know.
When he sees him, he should touch him.
Well, taking this one step further, of course, your boy, RG3, has inserted himself. RG3 tweeted out, this is the 14th, so this is today, this is Tuesday, I guess. Darren Waller just got married to Kelsey Plume of the Las Vegas Aces. And Josh McDaniels' wedding present was to trade him to the New York Giants.
I saw that.
McDaniels is not a romantic. Kelsey Plume, Darren Waller's new wife, quote tweeted it and said, probably because he wasn't invited to the wedding. LOL.
Wow.
Clearly, I don't think Darren Waller and Josh McDaniels got along well. Am I reading too much into this thing?
No, you're not. It's right there. But this is the problem. A coach should not be able to have his personal vendettas acted out at a player. You know what I'm saying? Hell, almost every team I was on, I ain't never had my coaches in my house.
Totally.
You know, we ain't that. You don't invite me to yours. Why the hell I gotta invite you to mine?
We ain't that. Inviting him to the wedding. Doesn't need to happen. I just think it's funny she went out of her way to tweet it.
Well, if she put it there, then she probably felt that way, or they didn't like him at all. That's what I believe it was. He's not liked anyway.
Who has improved the most in the NFC East?
The most in the NFC East right now, I have to go Giants or Commanders.
Really?
Because the Cowboys and the Eagles are already good. They have to make hella moves to get even better. So looking at the Commanders and the Giants, they don't have to make as big of moves to get better. You get what I'm saying?
Comparatively.
Compared to what they're doing. So
all right. I want to agree with you about the Commanders. Where have they gotten definitively better?
I think offensive line right now. And I think that's one of the biggest holes on this football team.
I agree with that.
But no one likes to talk about it because it's not sexy.
I think we talk about it all the time.
We talk about it. But the rest of the people that calls into the show, all they care about is the sexy positions.
They care about quarterback.
They went to 4 Super Bowls because they had a damn good offensive line.
All right, hang on. The ball is tipped.
We had 2 teams in the Super Bowl this year.
West Virginia wins the tip-off. Terps,
because they
Mountaineers,
had 2 of the best damn lines in the league. How you got to go?
Yeah, 2 of the best quarterbacks in the league, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Dude.
But how do you become better quarterbacks when you got more time to throw the ball and do things like that?
I think it's an interesting
situation.
They're
clapping already, JP.
I don't like that. West Virginia's out.
They're dapping up people and stuff.
Early lead, 2-0. I don't think the game's over quite yet. We're at the 28-second mark. Maryland, how about that, B? Terps have won 14 of their last 15 first-round games. Take it to the hole, young man. I'm sure people want to hear me do play-by-play.
No, they don't.
I'm just – what up, man? Scotty's in the house. I'm just not convinced. I want to agree with you, B. I just don't know that it's correct. I think their biggest
but the thing about
acquisition
you
is Eric Bieniemy.
Who improved the most? If the biggest acquisition is Eric Bieniemy, and last year we pulled our hair, I had a little bit of hair trying to grow on top of my head. I pulled it out because we kept seeing 4th and 1, 1st and goal. We saw a clear backfield, an open, wide open backfield. Why? Because Scott Turner was doing that. So if they got Eric Bieniemy, doesn't that make them drastically improve right there?
I do think the Bieniemy move helps a lot.
That helps. And I think, but Washington has the farthest to go. So their moves are going to be a little different.
Yeah. The Giants did sign they re-signed their punter.
Yeah. But, I mean.
And their long snapper.
The punter thing don't make me a difference. But I'm just saying, when they move, when you see these little moves being made by Washington, they're making them better. Signing Lawson back made them better. Signing Obata back, because we saw how that kid made plays.
I like Obata.
I'm not saying that they went to the top of the division, but they have improved more than the other team. Hell, you look at the Eagles, what they lost. And
Stallion,
what they
see
back.
If you can get updated odds to win the NFC East. I imagine it's still Philly. I'd imagine it's still the same. Philly, Dallas, Giants probably ahead of the Commanders. But I do think – I think all four teams have gotten better. I think the division's going to be tough.
Yeah.
See,
here's the thing about it. If you think all four teams have gotten better, and we look at and see what the Eagles lost, how much better Washington has to get to become one of the top?
I don't know. As long as they have Jalen Hurts, if he continues to play like he did, and A.J. Brown.
But could that competition also be, Jay? Like, the competition in practice now where Eric is going to challenge Jack and vice versa. Eric should be – I think Eric will call better. Scott got caught up in wanting to be what Scott wanted to be instead of utilizing the talent that he had. If the team gets better offensively, the offensive line gets better, and they can challenge the defense better in practice, that makes them better in the game. So, but they're going to have to take a bigger step than the other guys to become even.
Nice play. West Virginia's got a 3-point lead, but Maryland just had a really good defensive play on a fast break. Stallion, what do you got for me, NFC East odds?
I got the Eagles at plus 120. I got the Cowboys at plus 190. We got the Giants at plus 450, and the Commanders at plus 800. Not great.
Dude, from a odds standpoint, NFC East hasn't had a repeat winner since you were playing for the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's 30 years ago. That's 20 years ago. Sorry.
Yeah.
I kind of like the Commanders' odds there.
I mean,
I don't know that I see it happening,
but
at plus 800, that's a nice little flyer.
But what you're talking about, right now, you're having a your mindset is about odds.
Yeah, it's about the odds. I wouldn't predict that if it was all even money.
Yeah, see, you're better. When you see a better chance of making the money, your mind immediately goes to that.
I would kind of like the Giants in that situation, honestly. But here's what I want to do. Terps game is tipping off. Kevin Willard's chopping on some gum. They're down three. They've played 2 minutes and 56 seconds. A lot of football left here in Birmingham, Alabama, between
basketball.
I call everything football. I say a lot of football left in all capacities of my life. Shelby's got to do her arithmetic tomorrow. She's on to the eights. It's a big deal. She said, Daddy, I only have one more day left. I said, honey, there's a lot of football left. Right now, we're going to give away Wizards
confusing
tickets.
Confusing that baby.
Caller number 10 right now will win a pair of tickets to the Wizards against the Nuggets next Wednesday, March 22nd, 7 o'clock tip-off at Capital One Arena. First 10,000 fans to get there, you get a free Kristaps Porzingis bobblehead. Tickets courtesy of Monumental Sports. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. 800-636-1067. Caller number 10. Get some tickets.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. This March, protect yourself against upsets with Bracket Parlay Insurance on FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, all customers get up to $25 back each day if your parlay of three legs or more falls one leg short. Listen, I just opened the app, and I grabbed one of the parlays that they have. I took four teams, all of them under a $10 bet, pays me +1,263. With a parlay, you can turn a small bet into a slam dunk. And with cash out, you're calling the shots. You can close out your bet whenever you want before the game is over. Just sign into your FanDuel Sportsbook account or go to FanDuel.com/Brian to sign up today. That's FanDuel.com/Brian. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old, the president of Virginia. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Max bonus bet is $25 per day unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7, the Fan. Not a great start for the Turtles. Maryland, at the 6-minute mark here in the first half, down by six. I'm sorry, 6 minutes into the game, they're down by nine. West Virginia looks faster.
They seem more dominant and a little bit more aggressive.
Certainly more aggressive. I mean, that's what they do, man. These Bob Huggins teams are always physical at.
You think they practice like Coach Izzo would have his guys practicing in football
in
equipment?
Football pads, yeah. You know what Kevin Sumlin does? Mullins, go ahead and call Joe again. He thought it was a spam number calling him.
I got to get the mic up in my ear.
All right, great. We've got Joe Fan calling in from a lot of moving parts. Joe, what's going on, man? How you doing? Thank you for taking time to join us. What's the word? Calling in from a lot of moving parts. Joe, what's going on, man? How you doing? Thank you for taking time to join us. What's the word, dude?
Hey, great to hear from you, man. You know what? Just turn on the TV and start watching a full weekend of basketball, man. I'm fired up about it.
All right, so are we. We are live at MGM National Harbor, Tap Sports Bar. If you're coming by, come say hello. Joe does digital content for WinBet and is a contributor to Seattle Sports, has worked on the Niners and the Seahawks beat. And I thought you'd be the right person for us to reach out and talk to about the new linebacker the Commanders have signed, Cody Barton. As somebody that's watched every Seahawks game and practice and everything, what do you make of – let's start with just kind of Barton's game.
Yeah, you know, I think he's a serviceable but unspectacular linebacker, and he can sort of do it all okay. You know, I think the frustration for Seahawks fans was, you know, he really never made huge strides. He's a third-round pick, so a day-two guy, and, you know, not, it doesn't mean, you know, this first-round bust, but certainly a big enough investment to where you see third-rounders pop all the time, and he never really popped. You know, he was dependable. You know, as an outside linebacker, but in general, I just think Seahawks fans were always hoping that it would develop into a little bit more. But you know, for the value you got him at, you know, he's going to be a depth piece. You know, I think he's fine, but, you know, I think his Pro Football Focus grades are pretty much a good indicator of where he's at, where it's all fine. He's not going to lose you games, but he's not going to make those game-wrecking plays either.
So that's the thing I think. You're looking at Seattle when they have a lot of linebackers and a hell of a defensive history.
Right.
Washington hasn't had that. So if you said he's a guy who's serviceable and consistent, that right there makes his team better at linebacker.
Yeah, totally. Again, you could do a lot worse than Cody Barton. And I think he's the perfect kind of value signing that you add to your team and say, hey, we got a little bit better today, but we still have a lot of work to do because he's not the guy. And so, yeah, you know, every team is going to have Cody Bartons on their team because when you have a salary cap league and you're spending a bunch of money elsewhere, you've got to have guys who are, you know, you hope, you know, playing better than what they're being paid. And, you know, I think his market was probably right where it should be. I'm not surprised he went quickly just because he has been, you know, pretty dependable health-wise and staying on the field. He's a great locker room guy. He's a guy who's going to work his tail off. And so he checks a lot of those intangible boxes. It just, when it comes down to, you know, is this guy going to go out there and win you a game with these, you know, game-wrecking plays? Probably not. But again, I think you just summarized it perfectly.
I think for folks in the DMV, for sports fans in our area here in D.C., there was some excitement because Maryland is the first game of the tournament. The whole country's watching them right now, and they're kind of getting their ass kicked. And then we got Joe from Seattle to talk about the new linebacker, the Commander signed, and he's like, yeah, he's average, dude. Good luck. So right now I bet people are really fired up that we with the last 10 minutes of sports here in the DMV. Let's check in on a cooler story. Let's go out to the Pacific Northwest. How awesome has this Geno Smith ride been for him, for Seahawks fans, and how much higher can it get?
I just want to apologize to Commanders fans because I'm not trying to poo-poo the Cody Barton.
No, dude, we'd rather know the truth, frankly.
I just want to level set accordingly. And you know what? If he takes off this year with a new team, that'd be awesome. But, yeah, you know, the Geno thing was wild. You know, I think nobody saw that coming. I don't even think the Seahawks saw that coming. You know, Geno would probably tell you he saw it coming because that's what confident athletes do. But, you know, my sort of expectation was he was going to be this kind of serviceable game manager who was going to keep you in games. And then you see the big-time throws he made really all season long, the way he bounced back from making a big mistake. You know, he really, really impressed me to where, you know, he was top 10 quarterback in the league last year. He's probably the second-best quarterback in the NFC behind Jalen Hurts last year. And I know that's, you know, not saying a whole lot because the list of quarterbacks in the NFC wasn't very impressive a year ago, but still, he was that good. And so I'm happy to see he got paid. It is really a good-for-him type story. We had to bide his time for almost a decade to get another shot to be a starter, and he took full advantage of it. Now he's got an opportunity where, yeah, it's very incentive-laden, his new contract, but just go do exactly what you did last year, and you're going to be making the exact number you're hoping to make in that $30, $35 million range. So it's a really neat story. He was tremendous. You know, I really hope it's not a one-year flash in the pan. I don't think it is. I think he showed enough last year to think that, you know, he can be, you know, that upper echelon, top half of the league quarterback that is more than just the game manager and has the ability to make the big-time throws and win you games and be the reason why you won. And so, yeah, it was a really special story. I'm really happy for him.
That's the thing I was going to ask. You know, do you all in Seattle see him being able to improve upon that? If he stays the same, I think that'll be good.
And just with that, Seattle's got the number 5 pick. Is a rookie quarterback on their radar? Like, how does this all play out?
Bryce Stroud, one of them.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think you can pass on a quarterback if you view him as the next franchise guy. I just don't think you can, because you look at the Seahawks and they haven't been in the top 5 before. You know, they've been in the top 10. They got there last year with Charles Cross. But the only reason they're there this year is because the Broncos were so bad. And so if you view last year as the bottoming out point, which I'm not positive it is, I think a lot went right for them, and so it's not a guarantee that they're going to be that much better and potentially win the division in 2023. But even though I do think Geno can replicate what he did last year, I still think you have to take the guy if you view Anthony Richardson, C.J. Stroud, Will Levis, whoever ends up falling to you at five, or even potentially moving up. If you love one of those guys, the way John Schneider loved Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, but couldn't do anything about it because, A, they were too far back in the draft, and B, they had Russell Wilson under contract. I think you've got to do it. But, yeah, to answer your question, I really do think that Geno Smith can do it again. And like you said, he really doesn't have to get a whole lot better. If he just repeats what he did in 2022, again, you're getting a top 12, top 10 quarterback in the league, and you can win a lot of games there. I mean, certainly Geno Smith was not the reason they didn't make it further into the playoffs. They have a number of roster deficiencies they've got to address this year. And
what's the top of the list for them?
Center, guard, and then off-ball linebacker. They don't have anybody. You know, they just lost Cody Barton,
like
Jordan Brooks.
Yeah.
Jordan Brooks tore his ACL last year. So I'm very curious if a Bobby Wagner reunion is in the cards here in the next couple of weeks.
You mentioned
Richardson. Richardson, I think, would be a prime example of a guy you could get and let grow, because I think that's a lot of rawness there. And he's going to take some years to get to where he needs to be.
Yeah, and then, you know, I think all these quarterbacks that, you know, beyond maybe, you know, I don't think Stroud and Bryce Young will be there. But, you know, everyone else is going to be a project. Even if it's down in the second or third round with Hendon Hooker, they're going to need some time. And so Geno Smith, with the contract he has, I think is the perfect guy to be there and be sort of a mentor, but also give you really quality quarterback play in the meantime.
We're talking with our friend Joe Fan from Seattle Sports, covers the Niners, Seahawks, works with WynnBET. I got to ask you one thing, and I know you're a reporter, so it's a little different for you, but if you can speak on behalf of Seahawks fans, how much did they enjoy watching Russ Wilson suck for the Broncos last year?
You know, he's a fascinating, fascinating case. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. You know, I think his whole persona wore a lot of people thin. And for a long time, you know, I think everyone sort of viewed him as this inauthentic guy, this he's not very personable. He's not very self-aware. He's got this sort of fabricated persona. But, you know, Seahawks fans, they wrote at him because he was their guy. And the second he wasn't their guy anymore, it was almost like this relief of, gosh, we don't have to pretend to eat this stuff up. And so, you know, I think it was maybe surprised of how much there was, but not to the fact that it existed, because I just think, you know, it's like you get out of a relationship and then the other side gets into a new relationship and blasts it all over social media ad nauseum, you know, with the let's ride stuff with the Broncos, whatever. I think there were a lot of people who reveled in it. And I think, you know, the wounds will heal. He will come back. He will have
Geno balling makes it so much better. Right? Doesn't Geno playing the way he did make it that much better for Seahawks fans?
For sure, yeah. And I think I genuinely hope Russ bounces back. I don't want this to be the end of his story. I think there was a lot of shock with really how bad it was. Nobody expected that. But, yeah, the fact that Geno was that much better than Russ and they got a number five pick, it made it really easy to root against Russ. I think you'll see now that the picks aren't tied to Seattle anymore, you'll see more people sort of be like, all right, come on, Russ, bounce back a little bit. Don't let this be the end of your story.
Talking with our boy Joe Fan, you can follow him at Joe_Fan, F-A-N-N. I have a theory on Russ, and I'd love for you to comment on it. You know that the U.S. Navy has basically confirmed that there are aliens in our ozone layer or whatever? I think Russ Wilson has been taken over by aliens, and I think that is why he's so weird now and incapable of throwing the football down the field. Can you confirm that for me?
I can't, but I do think that you might be onto something, and I'll do my best to look into it the next couple of weeks.
I appreciate that.
And JP sounds like the Spawn girlfriend.
No, the dude got taken over by an alien. You can say whatever you want. He's an alien now.
I think he's trying to do too much to try to impress Sierra.
That may be it. Perhaps that's a simpler explanation, but I think he's an alien. Joe, you're an NFL guy, but we're all in the middle of March Madness, and everybody does a bracket. Everybody picks their winners. What's your Final Four look like?
My Final Four is UConn, Texas, Marquette, and Alabama, and then Texas beating Marquette in the Natty.
Wow, Shaka losing to his old squad, right?
Yeah, storylines galore.
Storylines galore.
But I went with the two seeds instead.
All right. Hey,
yeah, you got a lot of ones leaving.
Yeah, I don't have any ones. No, I have Alabama.
Alabama,
the Final Four. And then, beyond that, I love UConn. I love Marquette. Texas just smoked Kansas in the Big 12 championship. I can't wait. I'm sure I'll miss all four of them because that's how it goes every year. But, certainly excited to get it going here and see where I'm right and where I'm wrong.
Joe, a friend of mine is a Marquette fan, and I despise ever seeing him happy. So I cheer as hard as I can against Marquette every time I see him.
The sign of a true friend. I love that.
I was really excited for March Madness to start, and then my Terps are the first team to play, and they're down 11 with 9 minutes played so far. So it's not going great in Birmingham, I would say, Joe.
I think the under in the first half is working.
Yeah, that might work.
That just sounds like an opportunity to live bet the money line there, JP. Just go
maybe it is. Give me a live number on this money line. Let's see how rich we can get. Joe, thank you for the time, brother. I appreciate you, man.
See you, fellas. Always good to chat.
All right, Joe.
That's our guy, Joe Fan, pouring cold water on all of the Cody Barton excitment throughout the DMV.
But you know what? You got to know where you get your information
totally.
From.
Totally. He's being real.
Bobby Wagner was a linebacker there. Barton is not Bobby Wagner. But Barton probably could be better than Cole Holcomb was.
We will find out.
And that's all we need to see.
When we come back, I think Mike Beasley's going to join us with a whole bunch of winners for the tournament. 1 o'clock is Bleep You Thursday.
I think 800. You got to be careful with all the winners.
Mike Beasley next. Bleep You Thursday, 1 o'clock. Get your phones ready. Don't go anywhere. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I got all sorts of good news. Lamphill, are you sitting down?
Yes.
All right. Step one of the good news. Terps fighting their way back. They're now down 3. We got a ball game in Birmingham, folks. Also appears they're working on getting a TV on it that UVA's curb stopping Furman early. So good news there, too. More good news. Lamphill, are you still sitting down? I'm going to assume he is. Brian.
Yep.
Can you describe for me how much buffalo wing sauce Stallion had on his face and how far over it reached down to his neck and his ear?
I've seen many people eat wings. I've never seen a person as trifling as Stallion. Hold on, stop. That was some wing sauce by his ear.
His ear?
He's taken a wipe to wipe his face, and he still turns to the right side. You see wing sauce on the face still?
Yeah.
He still has some. You look like.
The wings don't even have that much sauce on.
You look like a little rascal. That's what you look like.
No. First off, there's a ton of sauce in these wings,
which I
love.
Well, thanks for offering us some.
No, you're not going to take any. They're mine. I don't share.
You look like Spanky.
I thought there was $100 for all of us.
Well, there is, but apparently not. I don't know. I got the wings for your boy, me. And here's my thing. I didn't want to eat these bone-in wings because I knew I was going to make a mess. And here we are. Everyone's making fun of me because I made a mess.
How do you get wing sauce on your ear?
I don't know.
You should not be eating that bad.
I don't think I'm eating that bad. I'm just eating the wing, and all of a sudden, it's all over me.
You eat so fast, it's like someone's going to take your food.
How did you get wing sauce on your ear, dude?
I don't know. They're saucy wings. I wanted saucy wings.
Lamphill, how do you feel about Stallion getting wing sauce on his ear?
I don't know what I expected, but I didn't expect that.
All right. Now, Mike Beasley, I think he's the cluster buster of MGM National Harbor.
That's going to be.
What the hell is your title out here?
I don't know.
Okay, perfect.
Golf a little bit. Yeah, drink a little.
It's a good gig.
Give out odds.
Whatever your job is, let me know if they're hiring.
That's what he is.
Bees is an entertainer.
Yeah.
Bees loves to give us winners. They often aren't winners, but he claims they are. What do you like today, sir? Let's get rich.
So for the football season, I was 47% for my football picks, just so you know.
On the show?
That was it. So
Cal Baptist, baby.
That's it. I love the Cal Baptist.
So,
47%. With the hoops, I'm a big under player. I love the unders, especially in these tournaments like this, the teams that are just getting underway.
When they're playing in, like, football arenas. It's hard to shoot.
So I took the under 60. I forget what the total is in this game. I got the under in the first half here.
You got the under Terps Mountaineers.
Yep. And I also have the one I really liked was Maryland under for total points for them, under 67.5. So,
well, considering they got 19
right now, that may work.
That looks pretty good.
Yeah, so.
You got any picks you like?
When it comes to, like, the futures and stuff like that, there's three teams I think got a chance. I like the Zags, believe it or not, number 3 seed.
What is that? That's got to be big plus
it's
money, right?
1,400. I mean, it's kind of like the quiet team.
And it's kind of nice they're under the radar for once.
And that's it. I really think this Tennessee team is kind of coming back and really making some big strides. Dude, they're the season opener number one.
We had Gary Williams, a Hall of Fame basketball coach, on the show yesterday. He said he likes Tennessee to get
to the
Final Four.
I guess y'all just forgot who they're playing, right?
They are playing the Cajuns. Brian does not appreciate that, Bees. Terps tie game. Take the lead. Let's go, Jameer.
I'm putting some voodoo on y'all. Tennessee not doing anything.
What is that game, I think? 8.5, Louisiana? Is that the number?
I bet for all of B. Mitch's
12.5
raging Cajun bluster, he won't be taking the Cajuns in the 12.5.
We're not the only ones that like him because I think it opened 9.5. It's up to 12. So.
All right. Well, yeah, that I makes you got to like the Cajuns. What's your final four then, Bees?
So I have – first of all, I got like 15 brackets, so I have no idea.
I
like Arizona.
I like Arizona.
I like Tennessee out of the East, coming out of the Midwest. I like A&M. A&M or Texas, I think it's a battle of Texas
down
there.
I like Houston there too, man.
I just think it's easy to take out a number one. I do like Houston game one, minus 19.5, I think it is. I think that's just a short number for a 1 versus 16 seed. So I favor Houston in that game. I'll be all over, most likely. I also will be on, I don't know what the total is for that game, but I'm going to take Howard under whatever their point total is.
I got a question for B. Mitch.
Oh, B. Mitch is in.
All right. Now, we have two of the world's top degenerates among us here.
Yeah.
We have Mr. Bees and we have Mr. AD sitting right behind
him. Oh, Lord.
Who places more bets today, Bees or AD?
AD.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Bees will have a – AD might have AD a higher dollar amount.
But AD bets all
he'll have a bigger dollar amount, so it's Virginia 12, Furman 7, 6 minutes in, just so you know.
And we're apparently on somebody's Instagram Live.
Yeah.
Hope that you enjoyed that. So you're not even going to be out here tomorrow with us. You're going to
Louisiana? I'm going to Beau Rivage.
Beau Rivage.
We've got a beautiful casino down there, Beau Rivage in Biloxi, and I'll be golfing at our course, Fallen Oak, both Saturday, Sunday.
Let's talk this
you
rough,
said Biloxi,
rough weekend.
You say Louisiana.
It's Mississippi. Pardon me. It's around the corner.
Louisiana is not Mississippi.
I know, but Biloxi's in Mississippi.
It's like saying Maryland is West Virginia.
I'd like to set something up. Sam Weiner is right there. Weiner. Sam. Weiner.
He can't hear you.
All right. Sam Weiner's right there. Bees is right here. We need Sam, the sales guy, to talk to Bees and get a B. Mitch and Finley Biloxi trip.
That's an easy thing.
I think that's a winner.
Hell yeah.
All right. So
a lot of people don't realize we actually, for our MGM Rewards members, we actually have a charter plane that'll go down to Biloxi, which is the reason I'm going down there. I got about 15 guys going down, all because of their gaming play here. So if you do a little bit of gambling with MGM, we have a charter. Qualify? We'll do a B Mitch trip.
What if does like $200 at the blackjack table qualify for the private play into Biloxi?
Yep, if you're average bet.
For 8 hours straight,
right? if you're playing three hands. All right. Here's what's about to happen. This is a time for us as a people. We are a fractured society. Republicans, Democrats, good drivers, and people from Virginia. There's all sorts of different people out there, and For one 20-minute segment, we all come together.
And we bleep everybody.
And we complain about things. We say bleep you to whatever you're mad about in the world.
He does it every segment.
Every single day.
I'm a big bleeper. Trust me. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It is time for Bleep You Thursday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.